I'm in it for the long run, the minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run, the hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run, the laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run, even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. And welcome back to this series of programs where we're trolling through my more than 60-year journey in the musical world. And the last time we were listening to this great couple from Santa Fe, New Mexico, originally from Texas, from Austin, Texas, Bill and Bonnie Hearn, two of my favorite people. And we made an album called Diamonds in the Rough for Warner Western Records. And last time we heard a couple of songs that they did, one with Nancy Griffith, one with Lyle Lovett, Walk Through the Bottom Land, Lyle's song. And I'm going to continue on here for just another little bit with Bill and Bonnie because I love them so much. And I love this album that we did together so much. So here's Jerry Jeff Walker singing with them on a song that their mandolin player John Eganis wrote, and it's called Muley Brown.
Now Muley Brown rode saddle bronks like they was broke to ride. One hand on the halter rope as he marked them up the side. He'd laugh and cuss and call them names as he fishtailed around, singing Muley, Muley Brown. Yeah, Muley drove a truck back in 1943, pulling a set of doubles in a beat-up Diamond T. But the cowboy's life was calling him, he felt it deep inside. And Muley, he meant to ride. Yeah, now Muley, that horse can really fly. He can almost touch the sky, and you'll feel him hit the ground. Muley, that horse is swapping ends, and you just ain't got a friend riding to ride him till the whistle sounds.
Well, he rode to stock in Calgary and out in Pendleton. He fought a lot of saddle bronks and oftentimes he won. Then he took to riding bareback bronks and bulls for something new. All around cowboy in 1952.
Muley started drinking a little hard and began to lose grip. All the other cowboys saw Muley begun to slip. He took up slack to keep that horse's head from going down. But Muley hit the ground. That bronze dog weighs a knowing, just which way you're going, and he'll lose you on the turn. Muley, there's daylight on the saddle, and it looks like you lost the battle. Singing Muley, when will you ever learn?
Well, now Muley Brown is hauling stock for the rodeo companies, pulling a set of doubles with a beat-up GMC. Then he sold his old association saddle for a song. Oh, Muley, what the hell went wrong?
Muley, that bronze got ways of knowing just which way you're going, that it'll lose you on the turn. You You know there's daylight on the saddle. Looks like you lost the battle. Singing, Muley, when will you ever learn? Muley Brown rode saddle bronze like they was broke to ride.
The story of Muley Brown there, Bill and Bonnie Hearn, with the helped out there by Jerry Jeff. I just love the way Bill does a lyric, and he talks it sometimes and makes it really real to you. That song was written by their mandolin player, as I said, John Agnes. And let's see, I'm going to just wind up this little part with the title song of the album. Well, the title of the album is called Diamonds in the Rough, and that title came out of this song called Every Drop of Water. And Bill and Bonnie listen to so many other artists. They devour albums and really go into them and find songs that maybe weren't hit songs for somebody, but they find the songs that really shine. And this is one of them, and it just suits them to a T. Because I suppose you could say they are diamonds in the rough, and they're not that rough either. So let's listen to this.
Life is kind of like a roller coaster, up and down, over and over again, till it ends. The way I figure it, it's all grist for the mill. There's a lesson we learn with every hard spill we take. There are no mistakes. We're all diamonds in the rough. We'll shine soon enough. It's the struggles in this life that make us strong. Embrace the good times and the bad. Keep in mind when you're sad. Oh, tears of joy and sorrow lead you home. Every drop of water shapes a stone. Now you would know it by looking at me now. Not long ago, I was down for the count and scared. I didn't think I had a prayer. But I found the faith to get over that mountain. It took a while, but nobody's counting anyway. And I'm here to say, we're all diamonds in the rough. We'll shine soon enough. It's the struggles in this life that make you strong. Embrace the good times and the bad. Keep in mind when you're sad. Oh, tears of joy and sorrow lead us home. Every drop of water shapes a stone. Changing work of art. We're all diamonds in the rough. We'll shine soon enough. Let tears of joy and sorrow lead you home. Every drop of water shapes a stone. Life is kind of like a roller coaster, up and down, over and over again.
There's Bill and Bonnie Hearn there. Every drop of water shapes a stone. And There are diamonds in the rough, as I said. If you're ever fortunate enough to go to Santa Fe, New Mexico, and go to the La Fonda Hotel, very often you'll find Bill, not so often Bonnie these days, but Bill Hearn still carrying on. They've been there for over 25 years at the La Fonda Hotel, playing for people to dance, and it's just a great way to spend a night. And I mentioned Bill's and Bonnie's way of making songs real to you. And there's a reality in their work that I just can't, I treasure it, I really do. And another artist that has the same effect on me is Iris DeMent. And after we did the Other Voices album with Nancy Griffith, I think I mentioned that we did a show down in Austin, Texas, which we made a television show out of, and all the people from the Other Voices album were on that show, including Iris. And after the show, we went across the street to the great old Stockman Hotel, the Driscoll Hotel in Austin, Texas. And they have a piano downstairs, and James Hooker, Nancy's keyboard player at the time, sat down at the piano, and before you know it, there was quite a sing-song going on with Odetta, with Jerry Jeff Walker, Carolyn Hester, Tom Paxton, quite a crowd there around the piano. And after a good while, Hooker decided to take a break, and when no one was looking, Iris DeMent sat down at the piano and sang this song.
Oh.
Iris DeMent with her song My Life. As I said, we were all standing around the piano there in the Driscoll Hotel when she sang that, and surrounded by these veterans of the folk world. And you could have heard a pin drop. It was just one of those moments you never forget. And that was the beginning of our journey on Iris's second album, which was called My Life. And it showed a lot of growth in Iris from the first time we recorded. And, you know, it's not all roses when you have success in the music business. All of a sudden, your life isn't your own. You've got to travel a lot. You've got to do a lot of things, and it can get to you. And she has this very, very moving song called No Time to Cry.
My father died a year ago today. Rooster started crowing when they carried Dad away. There beside my mother in the living room I stood, with my brothers and my sisters knowing Dad was gone for good. Well, I stayed at home just long enough to lay him in the ground, and then I caught a plane to do a show up north in Detroit town, because I'm older now. I've got no time to cry. When I was a girl, so many things have changed, so much here in my world. I remember sitting on the front yard when an ambulance went by, and just listening to those sirens, I would break down and cry. But now I'm walking, now I'm talking, just what I'm supposed to do, working overtime to make sure that I don't come unglued. I guess I'm older now. I've got no time to cry. I've learned to stop and fast, I've got no time to cry. I sit down on the sofa and I watch the evening news. There's a half a dozen tragedies from which to pick and choose. The baby that was missing was found in a ditch today. And there's bombs a-flying and people dying not so far away. And I'll take a beer from the refrigerator and go sit out in the yard. And with a COVID in my hand, I'm gonna bite down and swallow hard, because I'm older now and I've got no time to cry. I've got
Testament, No Time to Cry, a really strong song about her life at the time when she was just trying to adjust to the life of a traveling, working music person. And but the song that I love from this album the most, I guess, is this next one. And this is about the mystery of songwriting. How you try and try and write a song and nothing seems to be happening. And then from left field somewhere else comes the melody and something else is coming to you. And this is her song, Sweet is the Melody.
Sweet is the melody, so hard to come by. It's so hard make every note bind just right. You lay down the hours and leave not one trace, but a tune for the dancing is there in its place. Well, the dance floors for gliding and not jumping over ponies, where boots and gold bracelets come and meet as they should. It's for celebrating a Friday night romance, forgetting the bad stuff and just feeling good. Oh, sweet is the melody, so hard to come by. It's so hard to make every note
sweet is the melody there, Iris DeMint from her album My Life. Just a beautiful melody to that, played beautifully by Stuart Duncan on the fiddle. And around this time, John Prine, who had been a supporter and fan of Iris's right from the very beginning, he wrote some very humorous liner notes to her first album. He was one of the first people I played her first album to, and because I knew that he would really get into it. And he did. And so Iris and John started doing concerts together. She would open up for John, and of course they had to sing some songs together. And he came back from one of these trips and just said, we've got to do some duets with Iris. And that was the beginning of a really wonderful journey for me and John, exploring all the country music duets that we love so much. And we had to go to work to do this, so John hired a room in a place in Nashville, and we went there every few days and holed up with all of our favorite old records of Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton and George Jones and Tammy Wynette and Ernest Tubb and Loretta Lynn and all these people. And so this was the beginning of this wonderful album. So here's John and Iris doing We're Not the Jet Set.
By a fountain back in Rome, I fell in love with you. In a small cafe in Athens, you said you loved me too.
And it was April in Paris when I first held you close to me.
Rome, Georgia,
Athens, Texas, and Paris, Tennessee. No, we're not the jet set. We're the old Chevrolet set. There's no Riviera in Festus, Missouri. And you won't find Onassis in Merlinville, Kansas. No, we're not the jet set. We're the old Chevrolet set. But ain't we got love? No, we're not the jet set. We're the old Chevrolet set. Our steak and martinis is draft beer with weenies. Our Bach and Tchaikovsky is haggard and husky. No, we're not the jet set. We're the old Chevrolet set. But ain't we got love? No, we're not the jet set. We're the old Chevrolet set. The Prine and DeMint set. Ain't the flamin' Suzette set. Our Bach and Tchaikovsky is haggard and husky. No, we're not the jet set. We're the old Chevrolet set. But ain't we got love?
Oh my goodness, you can't beat that. We're Not the Jet Set with John Prine and Iris DeMint. So we were off and running with this album, one of our favorite duet albums, and mine certainly. You should see this album. The cover of it is in tatters. This was George Jones and Melba Montgomery, and this is a song by a country writer named Oney Wheeler, and it's about the steamy side of suburban life that a lot of country people were coming to find out about. Let's invite them over.
I know why you're lonely,
and I know why you're blue,
you're lonesome to see him.
And you long to see her too.
We're not in love with each other. We're in love with our best friends. So let's invite them over again. We've talked it over and over, and we know it's not right. We should stay away forever, but we're lonesome each night. Yes, we stay away for a while, but we know in the end we'll invite them over again. We've talked it over and over, and we know it's not right. We should stay away forever, but we're lonesome each night. Yes, we stay away for a while, but we know in the end we'll invite them over again. Let's invite them over again.
Oh my goodness, that is country music, folks. And Iris DeMint and John Prine giving it all they have. And as I mentioned, the album that John and I had gotten that song from originally was the George Jones Melba Montgomery duet album. And why not get Melba over to join our party? And that was something, you know, I couldn't have ever imagined 30, 40 years ago that I would be getting the privilege of having Melba Montgomery in a studio with me. And she had a great song on that album that she wrote herself, and it's called We Must Have Been Out of Our Minds.
We said our goodbyes long ago, never thinking we'd miss each other so. All the memories we can't leave behind, oh, we must have been out of our minds. I thought I loved another, not you.
How foolish, I thought the same too.
They both turned out to be the wrong kind. Oh, we must have been out of our minds. Let's forgive and forget the past we've known, and reap together the wild seeds we've sown. Surely they can forgive us and find that we must have been out of our minds. I thought I loved another, not you.
Oh, how foolish I thought the same too.
They both turned out to be the wrong kind. Oh, we must have been out of our minds. Yes, we must have been out of our minds.
We must have been out of our minds. That was Melba Montgomery herself singing along with John Prine her own song. What a thrill that was. And it wasn't just Melba in the studio that day. Buddy Emmons, the great steel guitar player, he had played on the original record of that. And so we got a double thrill that afternoon when both of them were with us. I was beside myself with joy, friends. And the party didn't end there. Another of our favorite singers, certainly, she's known as the Rolls-Royce of country singers, Connie Smith. And she came over, and there's a song I used to sing with Betsy Siggins back at the Club 47 in Cambridge. We learned it from Buck Owens and Rose Maddox, but Carl Smith had a big hit on it before that. And it's a Freddie Hart song called Loose Talk.
So long we've been married, life's burdens we carried, though faith kept us humble and made our love true. But plans that we make up, someone seems to break up, oh darling, what else can we do? We may have to leave here to find peace of mind, dear, someplace where we can live a life of our own. I know you love me, and happy we could be if some folks would leave us alone.
When I go out walking, there's lots of loose talking. They say we're unhappy and we'll drift apart. But darling, it's not true, because I still love you, and I do with all of my heart.
We may have to leave here to find peace of mind, dear, someplace where we can live a life of our own. I know you love me, and happy we could be if some folks would leave us alone. They say you are leaving, that you are deceiving, but you tell me they say the same about me.
Oh, but we'll show them they're wrong, that loose talk can do harm, and hope that the truth they will see.
We may have to leave here to find peace of mind, dear, someplace where we can live a life of our own. I know you love me, and happy we could be if some folks would leave us alone. If some folks would leave us alone.
John Prine and Connie Smith there with Loose Talk. So that was the beginning of this great duet album that John and I started out on. And our journey was interrupted for a while. John got some cancer in his neck and had to have that dealt with. But we'll come back to this record in another program. It does have a happy ending. Meanwhile, Nancy Griffith was, we'd gotten such an incredible response from the first Other Voices album that she decided to continue on with that project, and this became known as Other Voices 2, T-O-O, and one of the songs, there's another country song, and a great country songwriter, Harlan Howard, who had really befriended Nancy and thought that she was a great writer, and had very encouraging words for her. And I had been following Harlan Howard since the early 60s. He wrote a lot of hits for for Buck Owens. Buck Owens did an entire album of Harlan Howard songs that I had at one point. And it was a great, great thrill for me to get to know Harlan. Great, great character in Nashville. And so we decided to do his song that he wrote with another great Nashville character, Tom Paul Glazer, famous song, The Streets of Baltimore.
I sold the farm to take my woman where she longed to be.
We left our kin and all our friends back there in Tennessee.
I bought the one-way ticket she had often begged me for, and they took us to the streets of Baltimore.
Well, my heart was filled with laughter when I saw those city lights.
She said the prettiest place on earth was Baltimore at night. Well, a man feels proud to give his woman what she's longing for, and I kind of like the streets of Baltimore. I got myself a factory job. I ran an old machine.
We bought a little cottage in a neighborhood serene.
But every night when I came home with every muscle sore, she would drag me through the streets of Baltimore.
Well, I did my best to bring her back to what she used to be. But I soon learned she loves those bright lights much more than she loves me.
More than she loved me.
Now I'm going back on that same train that brought me here before, while my baby walks the streets of Baltimore. Yes, my baby walks the streets of Baltimore.
Oh, the classic, classic song, The Streets of Baltimore. That's John Prine and Nancy Griffith and none other than Harlan Howard himself doing that narration in the middle. You know, sometimes I wonder, do I get paid to do this? It's just so much fun doing these things. They're like real dreams come true for me. Like I said, working with Melba Montgomery or Connie Smith or Harlan Howard, these are things I never could have imagined for myself back when I was starting out. And Nancy had wanted this album to be different from the first one, and one way it is different, it was almost like a hootenanny from song to song, not on that one in particular, although there were several people on it. This next one, the Woody Guthrie song, the great Woody Guthrie song, Deportee, has quite a cast on it, and I'll tell you who they are after we hear it.
Crops are all in, and the peaches are rotting. The oranges are piling their creosote dumps. They're flying back to the Mexican border to pay all their wages to wait back again. Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be
my father's own father, he waded that river. He took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters come work in the fruit trees. They rode the trucks till they took down and died. Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesús y María. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees.
Somos ilegales y mal recibidos. Se acaba el contrato y de ahí a caminar.
It's 600 miles to the Mexican border. Chasers like outlaws, like hustlers, like thieves.
Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesús y María. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you.
We died in your hills and we died in your deserts. We died in your valleys and we died on your plains.
We died neath your trees and we died in your bushes. Both sides of that river we died just the same.
Now the sky plane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. Like a fireball of lightning, shook all our hills.
Who are these friends all scattered like dry leaves?
Radio says they're just deportees.
Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesús y María. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees.
Is this the best way we can grow our big old truths? Is the best way we can grow a good fruit? To fall like dry leaves and rot on our topsoil and be known by no name except deportee.
Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesús y María. All they will call you will be deportee. All they will call you will be deportee.
Deportees there, Nancy Griffith, with a lot of other very identifiable voices, Lucinda Williams, Tish Hinojosa, John Stewart, Steve Earle, and I must say that's one of the greatest songs that Woody ever wrote, and he wrote it rather late in his life. And if you are interested in Woody Guthrie, I'll recommend a book to you. It's a biography of Woody Guthrie called Woody Guthrie, A Life by Joe Klein. It was written originally in 1978 or 9, and you go find that book and you will find out what an amazing life Woody Guthrie had. I didn't know a tenth of it. So let's. This album was just wonderful. A gathering of people all over the place. We also went up to New York, and did this song. Eric Von Schmidt and Dave Van Ronk had both helped to bring this song to light, and they were both on this session in New York. He was a friend of mine.
Oh, he was a friend of mine. He was a friend of mine.
Never had no money to pay for his fine.
Was a friend of mine. There's Nancy Griffith with quite a cast of characters, and of course, first and foremost among them was the late Dave Van Ronk, the mayor of McDougal Street, as he was referred to often, and a wonderful person. We did a tour after we finished doing this album. We went to Ireland, England, Scotland, and that was the most time I ever spent with Dave Van Ronk. I'd run into him here and there in the village, or sometimes he came up to Cambridge, but we were together now for several days in a row, and what a pleasure that was. Just a great, great character. There's no other word to describe him. And of course, my other very, very good old friend was singing in the background with this and also brought this song to light was Eric Von Schmidt. Talk about two characters together. The character quotient was quite high that day. And it was also, of course, Odetta in the group and Rosalie Sorrells, Eric Taylor, And so there was no shortage of character in a studio that day in New York. And we had to, while we were there, we had to do this next song. And of course, doing this program, and Pete Seeger has had such an influence on all of us. And we had to just pay attention to that. So we did Pete's song, If I Had a Hammer. And I must say that we miss Pete every day, and he gave us such a long time on earth. He and his wife Toshi, I've been a member of the Clearwater since it started back in 1965. I think we started to get the money together to build that boat. And Pete always felt that that was his real most important work he'd done, was to do that work right where he lived. He always, his theme was think globally, act locally. And he helped save the Hudson River. Any rate, God bless Pete Seeger. We'll be ending the program with this, If I Had a Hammer.
If I had a hammer, I'd a hammer in the morning, I'd a hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd a hammer out danger, I'd a hammer out a warning, I'd a hammer out the love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land.
If I had a bed,
that's it for this time. There's my friend Eric Weisberg, who took banjo lessons from Pete Seeger when he was a kid. This is Jim Rooney. I'm in it for the long run. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.